But
oh my goodness.
Yeah. Wait a second. So she's not married, or she is married, she's divorcing?
Divorcing.
Oh, that sucks.
Well,
no kids.
But now she's got a stalker. That's a worse.
Is he the stalker?
No, it's a girl, actually. It's a thing.
This just got hot.
No, I know. I'm not. It's not my business to tell, and I can't. It's like I feel bad for her. She's literally moving from Arizona to Houston.
I thought she was in New Mexico.
I'm sorry. My Aunt Debbie's in Arizona. You're right. She's in Albuquerque. I can't keep it west.
It's good you're keeping her friends straight where they live. How do you even do that?
I don't know.
I can't keep track where she lived.
Right.
She's moving from Albuquerque to Houston.
Okay. So now I need to ask questions.
I wish she would call. She would.
I would love to have this girl on my show.
Haven't we talked about this a bunch of times having her on? She sounds like a great time.
No, because Monica won't let her anywhere near us.
She knows a lot. She knows a lot.
It sounds like she's got no filter either.
Zero.
I was going to say, but she's your friend. She knows what to talk about, what not to talk about. She wouldn't put you out there like that.
I don't think she would ever do anything meanly. But if we were just only talk about her, I would be down. We don't need to know about me.
Well, that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
We'll only talk about her.
She's got a lot to tell.
For the first 3 minutes.
See? No trust.
She's getting divorced, which I feel bad for her because that's
It's not a bad thing.
Okay. Was she in an abusive situation?
No, you went straight. Because
the way you said it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Okay. No kids, though, right?
Not between them. No, she's got two kids. But in her one kid actually is, last night was her last night with him, and he's going off to basic training.
Wow.
So, yeah. Okay. So she's like in a, she's just tons of changes. Yeah. But if you know Lori at all, that's her thing. She calls it, what's he call it? Turn tail and run. She turn tail and run. She's Iowa. Anyway, that's what she does. When she's in a spot and she just wants a fresh start, a fresh everything, she just turns tail
and
runs.
Turn tails and runs. And she just does it without caring about.
This is, it's so funny. We were talking about that last night. It's like she has moved from state to state. She has moved so many times, and that's a big move. Like, that's huge. She's a nurse. She's got to take a whole licensing test in a whole other state. You know what I mean?
This is my mother-in-law to a T.
Really?
100%.
100%. Running?
She gets tired of something. She gets bored with something.
Wow.
Gone. And
I've always been jealous.
And it doesn't matter who is affected by it.
Nope.
It's only about her.
Well.
And she's gone.
It's for her mental. I've always been jealous of Lori's ability to not. When she's in, she's all in. Like, she's head over heels, all in. But when she has decided in her head, and I guess her heart, I don't know how she does that, that she's done, is no looking back. Like, there's no, I'm nostalgic. I'm kind of like, I'm going to miss this or remind me. No, she's out.
Behind it on, she just goes.
Done.
Goodbye. Get out of here.
Yeah.
So now she's going to Texas. For a job, or she just picked Texas because she's never been there before and wants to give it a shot?
Pretty much. I mean, she did get a job. She put her applications in different places, and she went for an interview a few weeks ago. She got it. She starts August 2nd. She moves there July 30th. She's like, I know, it's just going to be a...
All right, so she's being accosted, and she's being...
She's going for a fresh start, I guess.
No, there's this woman that's stalking her.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't have all the because we were.
You know why? Does she fool around with this chick?
No. She's
Monica.
No.
Wrong.
Lori, like I said, when she's in, she's all in, and she doesn't have a filter. And she she is very fun loving. So when she makes friends, because she moves from state to state, she'll have friends. It's not a problem for her.
Got it.
Fun girl. So when she makes friends, she might just make them and have fun with them. And then sometimes, once in a long while, they don't. They're not the people that she thought they were, or maybe she's not the person that the friend thought, and it just gets.
Right. But friends don't just stalk friends, really. This is more than that.
It's not my business to tell.
All right. But let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Monica's pauses are always so awesome.
Do you have dings and buzzers on your end?
Yeah.
Okay. If I get it, I'm going to ask yes or no questions. If I get if it's a yes, you hit a ding.
No.
And if I get a no, you hit the buzzer. And this way, you never said anything.
Why am I doing this? Why? Why am I like?
Why are you so far away from a microphone?
Because I'm playing with the buzzers. Hang on, I got to set it up. Hang on, let's see.
She's going to find the actual. Oh my God, that's a buzzer.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Okay, so but none of my, but don't get too like. Oh. Why are we doing this?
So if you
because here's the thing, you know that Hori Lori is an open book and she really wouldn't care.
But I feel like it's.
And nobody knows who she is.
Right.
But to be honest. They kind of do. They kind of know of her.
Really.
They've never met her, but they know Hori Lori, the name.
You can't look up Hori.
They know the name, but nobody's going to be able to go and type in Hori Lori right. and come up with an answer. Mm. You know?
Stop being a whore.
Right.
Hori Lori.
So here's the question. So now she's leaving Albuquerque. She's divorcing her husband. She's leaving Albuquerque. And she's going to Texas. Okay.
Fun.
There's a woman stalking her. Okay. Is the woman stalking her because maybe she thought she was in a relationship with Hori Lori? Okay. Is the woman stalking her because Hori Lori owes her money? Is the woman stalking her because she's attracted to Lori? Did they?
Why is she stalking?
Did they have a fling?
No.
Is she stalking her in a violent way, like she wants to kick her butt? Oh.
Okay.
Ooh.
So these are yes or no questions.
Why?
This is tough.
By the way, you guys should play a game called Dead Guy in the Envelope. You're good at narrowing stuff down.
Yeah, thanks.
Lori's life in an envelope.
So
damn.
She wants to cause Lori harm.
Maybe.
But it's got nothing to do with a love interest. Did Hori Lori take her job? Did Hori Lori cause her to be fired?
No.
Did Hori Lori take her job?
So it's a work conflict.
Okay, boring.
But she's moving.
So once I found out there was no lesbian stuff going on, I was honestly checked out.
Why would you ever think that there would be, though? I mean, she's her not a lesbian.
Her name is Hori Lori. And you guys have made out, and you've motorboated her, and that doesn't mean she doesn't have any interest in women, and she might not have had a night, and this girl thought it was more than that. That's
but, like,
all.
Interest.
And she's getting divorced.
And she's, right.
Mm.
That's all. I didn't say she was a lesbian. I just thought maybe she might have had, like, a little one-off little fling with her just to play. And this girl might have taken it for more than that. That's all. Doesn't make her a lesbian.
Sorry to disappoint. There's no drama here.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty boring.
There's drama. Did this girl at work, did this conflict with this girl at work come from her, this girl at work maybe seeking out her husband she's divorcing?
No, they're friends, though. That's the thing. It's like, so they're coworkers, too. But then Lori is the head of everybody. She's the boss of the bosses.
But she's also her boss.
Yes.
She's the head hoe.
Is this is this woman plotting to be violent against Hori Lori because Hori Lori passed her up for a promotion?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like, it's not like that. It's just, it's
I like the buzzers better.
Shut up.
You should have said.
She's like, there was a character in Breaking Bad, this old guy who was strapped to a wheelchair, and he would hit the bell when the guys were saying things that were true. That's what I felt like we were doing there. Ding, 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 ding. It's getting closer and closer. That is fun. We got to play that bell buzzer game more often.
We really should, and I feel like I shouldn't talk. Like, I feel like the character of Monica is now being played by a bell and a buzzer.
Did you just say that you want to, like, not talk?
I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's more fun that way. Isn't it?
Well, we'll see.
I'm
going to do it again another time. I mean, there's going to be a topic that'll be fun to do it with.
Hear about this. After Dead Guy in the Envelope, we'll talk about Biden.
And then we'll just go with buzzers and
things. And then we'll go.
Oh, apparently she doesn't want us to.
We'll go with Monica not talking.
So after a game with buzzers and dings, we'll do another one.
Let's see how that goes.
That's a good idea. Okay. Yeah, you can laugh. But buzzers and dings, unless you want to use a laugh sound effect for your laughing as well.
I like
that
it.
Could be,
I like
that could be a fun day. Maybe you have laryngitis one day. That'd be what we'll do.
She can't talk, but she sure can buzz and ding.
Right.
We do need, that needs to have its own, I think that's fun. That was a good idea, mm-hmm. JP. You.
Thank you.
And you didn't feel bad about it.
No, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do the real buzzing.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.